We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near.
Reading from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, a familiar one to many of you. It's a great verse, so take it in and allow the Lord to speak to you through these words. Do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, March 13th, 2023. Buckle up, everyone. It's going to be a special program. In fact, I have some new friends in the studio with me, and I'm excited to share some of their life story, their testimony, their faith journey with you, and the importance of prayer. Maybe sometimes you think about prayer and you've heard about prayer and you talk about prayer and there's been teachings about prayer, but these are individuals that pray and petition God and seek after him because he's worthy of our praise. And we're going to have a little praise today. We're going to do something that I don't think I've done before in the 29 years of Mark and Friends, but we're going to have maybe a little mini concert, some worship time together, and I'll maybe more formally introduce our special guest in a few minutes, but Pastor C.C. Doss, how about maybe opening up our time? People are on their way to work. They're starting a new week. They're maybe frustrated or overwhelmed. How about opening up our time with a little worship? And I think you have two of your five daughters in the studio with us, along with Marquise, a deacon or an elder in your church?
Yes.
Yeah, all-purpose follower of Jesus, who's also going to sing. So help us enter into this new week in the spirit of praising God.
Well, the highest praise is hallelujah, Mark. And it's in all nations, it means the same thing. Hallelujah. 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 Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
all of God's people said amen. I hope that's an encouragement for you today, because we can praise this Lord because he's worthy of our praise. He allows us to have mercies new every single morning. He extends his grace to us, and he's demonstrated his great love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ, the Lord and Savior of the universe, the Lord and Savior, hopefully, of your life today, died for our sins. And so he has a redemptive plan that he extends to all of us. And I hope through today, maybe even today and tomorrow, we'll see, because Pastor C.C. Doss has a lot of stories to tell of God's faithfulness. He was redeemed at a very early age, and he currently, these past 33 years, has been serving at Love Deliverance Evangelistic Church in Springfield. He and his father is also a pastor in town, along with a brother and I think a sister. So God has really worked through the Doss family. And Pastor Doss, how about first introducing us to the First Lady who God brought into your life, who you share many wonderful things about, and with her you have your five daughters. So share a little about how God brought you two together.
Yes, that's right, Mark. Well, her name is Lametris, and we call her LT. Amen. We've been married and blessed for the last 33 years. We just celebrated our anniversary, February the 17th. Amen. We got married in 1990. I was in revival, and I would come to her church in Chicago. And after 5 years of coming to the same church, amen, the Lord said that that was the one. Amen. Hallelujah. She's a praying young woman. Amen. And I thank God for her. She's the mother of our five beautiful daughters. God has graced us with her, and her name is LT, and I thank God for her being a co-worker with me in the gospel. She's also has a ministry of intercession, and we pray together and have seen God do great things. People be saved. Impossible situations have turned around through the power of God, Jesus Christ, through prayer.
Now, LT, I'm going to put you on the spot a little. You're one of my favorite kind of guests because you're reluctant. You really don't want any of the glory. You love behind the scenes, and you just wanted to be here to pray for your husband and be behind the scenes. But something drew you to him. He followed the Lord at an early age. Did you want to be involved in ministry? What drew you to him, and how do you see your ministry together being blessed by the Lord?
Well, one of the things that drew me to him was his love for the Lord. You could just see the passion and the sincerity, and I would always say the innocence that he had towards the things of God, as well as he loved people and he loved souls. So that's one of the things that drew me to him. And he just was very reserved and shy, you know, when he's out preaching and going forth. And then once he's done with God's business, you know, he's just laid back and relaxed. So that also drew me to him, because he's just was a quiet type person. And I just know that I could see myself helping him. And that's one of the things that I know, that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing in obtaining favor, as well as we are a helpmeet. So I just saw myself being able to help him, whatever he was doing in ministry. I didn't think as far out as 33 years later.
And five daughters later.
Right. But I thank God that what I saw those years ago, I haven't lost that passion, and I still see and thank God for his grace for and anointing me to be his help. And God is just doing supernatural things far as us praying and seeking the Lord in prayer and encouraging people to pray. He has anointed him to pray. And one thing I'll say is I didn't know that he prayed as much as he did, and he didn't know that I prayed as much as I do. So when God put us together, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was connecting and orchestrating for his kingdom. And we're all about God's kingdom business.
And one of the things that I appreciated about Pastor Doss, this was about a couple months back, he was the lead speaker at the Businessmen in Christ Morning Breakfast, which turns kind of into a lunch. It's at the Pizza Ranch. So by the time it's over, I guess people are having lunchtime. But he was talking about the importance of prayer and what are you dedicated to? Because many people are dedicated to their career or dedicated to various things. And he said David and so many people in the Bible were dedicated to prayer. And so he preached and delivered that message and he led out in song. And I thought, I got to get that guy to come to Champaign and be a part of the Ministry Leader Network luncheon. And that happened about a week and a half ago where he shared on a similar theme. And I'm going to ask you, Pastor Doss, to take us a little through your testimony. We're going to turn Monday into Testimony Tuesday, but I think God had an early calling on your life. So walk us through that calling and how God is faithful.
Sure. God is faithful. The Lord got my attention at an early age, at about 12 years old. Even before that, he began to work with me and began to deal with me. And I gave my life to God at an early age of 12 years old. It was a great revival that came through Springfield back in the 70s. And it was so powerful that I gave my life to the Lord. And so at age 13, I was still seeking God. And I felt the call of God calling me to preach the word. So actually, it came through Easter speeches. You know, back then, they used to have children do Easter speeches. So, amen, each year, my speech would get longer and longer and longer. So one day, my mom, who was a praying woman along with my dad, said, well, son, now this year, I see something. I want you to tell the story of Jonah instead of just saying an Easter piece. Oh, I was nervous. My knees were shaking together and all of that. Hallelujah. But I made it through the story of Jonah. And then I would teach Sunday school and all of that. Then after a while, I just gave my life to the Lord, and I kept on preaching from that. I felt a strong determination to preach the word of God. And God kept me through middle school, saved and enjoying it, through high school, saved and enjoying it. Glory to God. To a few years of college, he blessed me with 2 degrees. And I'm saved right now and still enjoying it. He kept me from a lot of things in the world. He shielded me because he knew had I got out there, I probably never would have got back. Being a passionate person. So he kept me, amen, away from alcohol. I never drank any alcohol and never used any drugs, cigarettes, and all of that. Never was promiscuous out there. My wife is the only woman that I know sexually. And I thank God, amen, God has blessed us to be married for 33 years. So, amen. So I really got turned on even more in my college years. When I was about 20 years old, I had a dream about hell. And I saw people down there, the lost souls. And it touched me. And when I saw those lost souls, I said, I've got to, by the grace of God, I got to get out and tell people about the Lord. And it became a passion because my mother and father were pastoring. And so I didn't have a mind to be rebellious. We worked together. We worked together. A lot of kids are rebellious with their parents, but I want to encourage parents and children work together. They started a storefront church, glory to God, that began to grow. And our siblings, we were the musicians, we were the choir, we were the praise team, we were the Sunday school leaders.
And how many children? How many brothers and sisters?
Yes, it's 9. It's 4 boys and 5 girls. Amen. So I pastor, and my other brother pastors in the city. I have another brother that pastors there too, and my father. So glory to God. And I have a sister that her husband is a pastor as well. Amen. And I have a sister that's pastoring. So, amen, looked like the anointing just fell on us. Amen. Nobody was ever pressured to do it, but it just seemed like it was just a call. We just saw it from my mom and dad. So we got together and got behind mom and dad, and we was the musicians. We were the guitar players, we were the drummers, we were the praise team. And that kept our family together because we said we're going to make this a team effort. And the kids got together with the parents, and that made us love each other the more because we had a common interest, and that was Jesus Christ and winning souls to the Lord.
And one thing maybe our listeners would never detect or surmise or think about, but you had a stuttering problem, I believe, in the early ages, and God just worked through that, and you grew confident, and you're a public speaker now and proclaim God's word. And I would have never even thought that hadn't you written it down, that that was something that you struggled with early on. So God uses all of us in different ways with gift sets, and he's used you at the Love Deliverance Evangelization evangelistic church there in Springfield for a number of years and have been blessed, and you've seen great growth. And it was so wonderful when you were with the Ministry Leaders Network about a week and a half ago. You could hear like a pin drop as you were sharing, and you had us all clapping and praising the Lord and lifting our arms, and you really ignited, I think, in many of the pastors that importance of praying. And tell us the story about how you went shopping one day and what you noticed with the shop being closed and how you kind of challenged all of us with prayer.
Sure. Yes, once I was shopping in the city of St. Louis, and as I was there, I was in the mall. I wanted to buy some clothes. So since I had just got in the mall, I didn't want to just buy it from the first store. So I had to shop around a little bit. So I told the guy, maybe hold these clothes for me. And he's like, okay, but don't come back at 2 o'clock, because at 2 o'clock, we're praying. All right. So they was praying to Allah. And so they was going to close the store at 2 o'clock to pray to an unknown God, not to true and living God. And I said, how much more should we esteem prayer, praying to the Almighty God? Muslims sometimes pray 3 times a day. Islam sometimes pray 5 times a day. I said, how many times a day do the Christian pray? One wise man had told him, he came to a prayer meeting once. The church was trying to build a prayer ministry. And he said, you can tell how popular a church is by who comes on Sunday morning. You can tell how popular a pastor is by who comes on Sunday night. But you can tell how popular Jesus is by who shows up at the prayer meeting. Glory to God. So hallelujah, because in the prayer meeting, it's just you and the Lord. Amen. There's no pomp and prime, none of all of that. It's you and Jesus.
And share those three again. Listen carefully, friend, because I think there's some healthy, good, God-inspired conviction for all of us when it comes to the priority of prayer and where we place it. But what were those three? The church and the pastor and then Jesus.
Right. You can tell how popular a church is by who comes on Sunday morning. And you can tell how popular a pastor is by who comes on Sunday night. But you can tell how popular Jesus is by who comes to the prayer meeting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prayer is the main business of the church. You can tell the condition of a church by the power of its prayer meeting. Glory to God. We should have a close, personal, intimate relationship with the Lord.
Those were some of the closing words you shared with the pastors and ministry leaders. And I think everyone was a bit struck by the simplicity of when we go before God and we entrust Him to act, to move, to be the catalyst of saving souls or reaching the lost or equipping the saints. It's fundamentally by how much we pray about it. And you did an interesting illustration. You were panting like the deer pants for water, and that you went on and on and on. But it really struck home, like, do we pant for God's word? Do we agonize over, Lord, please do something? Are we all in to really allow Him to empower the situation because He's at work, because we've prayed?
Sure. Yeah, that's Psalms 42. David, that had a powerful appetite for God, said, as a deer panteth after the water brook. He probably saw a lot of deers because he was a shepherd before he was a king. He was out in the field with the flock. But he noticed, he said, as a deer panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. So that deer knows that it's vitally important that he gets water, because if he doesn't, he cannot make it. So he's panting. He's going after that water brook with all of his might. And God wants us to have that type of appetite. It's a beautiful thing to have the thirst. For they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. David was a king. He was a musician. He was a warrior. He was a commander in chief. He was sovereign. He was a monarch. He had many responsibilities. But he said, one thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord and gaze upon his beauty. So in other words, David was saying, if I don't get around to anything else in a day, if I get in the presence of God, as long as I get in the presence of God, everything will be all right. Getting in the presence of God, amen, things will shape up. That's my first priority. Then Jesus picked it up in Matthew 6:33 and said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, will fall in place.
Now, LT, I'm going to ask you to close our time in prayer. Pray for those that maybe don't know the Lord yet, or some that have just began their faith journey, to the senior saint that needs a touch from the Lord. But before you close our time in prayer, we're going to have you back for tomorrow, the Testimony Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And Pastor Doss, I want you to address things like the experiences you had as an evangelist going around the country singing and praising the Lord, but where you almost gave up. But I'd also like you to talk about that moment in time where God kind of blew your mind. You came to a greater understanding of Him. And then whether we should believe that this is a time for revival, or what's some of the three hindrances of revival. So tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about revival and have you back for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. So LT, if you could just close our time in prayer, asking the Lord to bless those that are tuned in today, wherever they're at in their faith journey.
Father, we just thank you for this time of Mark and Friends. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to share in song and testimony. Father, we pray that you would bless each listener, everyone that would hear this program. We pray, God, that something would be said to encourage them and to uplift them. We send the power of the Holy Ghost to wherever they tune in, that you would do something great and supernatural for them. God, we lift up those that are new in their faith. They just might have just been searching through the radio and came across this program and listened. God, we thank you for that. And we pray that you would just touch their hearts and let them draw nearer to you. Let this be a point of ignitement, that they would want to have that close, personal, intimate relationship with you. Lord, bless those that have said yes and completely yes to you, that they're embarking on this Christian journey. You give them the strength. You give them the power. You give them the desire. You give them the know-how. Hallelujah, God, to just walk like you have designed for them, even when they were formed in their mother's womb. Lord, we thank you for those senior saints. Hallelujah, God, that have walked with you for so many years. Lord, I thank you for them tuning in today. And I pray, God, that you would just encourage their hearts, that the spirit of encouragement would overshadow them. Let them know, God, that you have them and you yet love them and you yet want them to live out their years in plenty and live out their years, hallelujah, fully moving forth in the things of you. And God, we just pray for your spirit that would take us to another dimension that we've never experienced before. Lord, we thank you for radio. We thank you for media. We thank you, God, for this open door, this avenue that we can get the gospel out and people's lives can be changed. We thank you for Mark, and we thank you for Pastor Doss. We thank you for everybody that played a part in this program today. Hallelujah. And we just give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
And all of God's people said amen. Well, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org. And we'll have Pastor Doss back and his family again tomorrow for Testimony Tuesday to share a little more of his faith journey and why he thought Joshua 1:8 was a special verse. And he'll address those other comments that I mentioned a few minutes ago. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and a portion of the Doss family with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.